The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The 76th annual Primetime Emmy Awards took place in LA last night, and with all the details, entertainment journalist Brian Lloyd. Brian, good morning.
Morning.
Was it a glittering occasion? I'm sure it was.
Absolutely was. Always is the case.
Haute
with the
couture
Emmys.
In spades.
Very, very much so. Yeah, Saoirse Ronan and her husband, Jack Loudon, made an appearance as well. The first time since they got married on the red carpet. Looked very, very well. But we're not here to talk about fashion. But yeah, no, it is. It's always kind of the glitz and glamour. TV, I think, has really certainly caught up with the Oscars in terms of, you know, the style and the spectacle of it all. And obviously as well, the kind of, I hate to use the word, but the content that they're producing as well, it is very much of a similar style.
Yeah. Now, the MCs, father and son.
Eugene and Dan Levy, from Schitt's Creek. Very pleasant, very genial. I mean, the Canadian kind of comedy, it is not going to be kind of edgy. It's certainly not going to be in the vein of Ricky Gervais or anything like that. It's more kind of in the style of Billy Crystal from way back when in the Oscars.
Okay, safe hands.
Safe hands, exactly, yeah.
Okay, so talk about the big winners and the big surprising losses.
Yeah, well, I suppose the big winners on the night were, of course, Shogun. All in total, Shogun has won 19 Emmys. It won Best Directing, Best Lead Actor for Hiroyuki Sanada, and Best Lead Actress for Anna Sawai. And then it won 14 Emmys in the Creative Arts Emmys. Yeah. That's the sort of the technical ones. But yeah, had a huge night. It's fantastic. It's one of the best TV shows I've seen this year. Political drama, costume drama set during the opening of Japan in the 15th century, based on the book by James Clavell. Cosmo Jarvis plays the lead character in a John Blackthorne. Hiroyuki Sanada plays Lord Taranaga. Gorgeous, gorgeous show. I really would recommend it if you haven't given it a chance.
I haven't given it a chance because I have this thing about...
they can be quite austere.
16th century Japanese costume drama did not...
I wouldn't jump out at you. No, I get that. Yeah, no, it can be. It can seem quite austere, but trust me, it's definitely worth a watch.
Okay, how many Emmys are there about? I mean, if they won 19, how many are left?
Well, what they do is they basically split it between drama and then comedy series. Yeah. So in the comedy series, for example, Hacks, which stars Gene Smart, that won for Best Comedy Series. The Bear was sort of expected to win that, but there's been a bit of controversy about
Why
The Bear.
Why was that in a comedy?
That's the thing, you see. People don't necessarily think of it as a comedy.
Like, I mean, you get a few wry kind of smiles as you're watching it, but...
I wouldn't describe it as a comedy at all. Like, I mean, it does have, like you say, wry humour and a bit of bitter comedy and bitter truth to it, but it's not a ha-ha yucking it up kind of thing. Yeah. In the case of Hacks, however, I mean, that's set in the world of comedy. Gene Smart is playing the sort of Joan Rivers character, so it makes much more sense. But yeah, that won Best Comedy Series, and Gene Smart won for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. But for the rest of it, yeah, The Bear won. I mean, Jeremy Allen White won for Best Lead Actor. Eben Moss Bacharach, he won for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. And then Lisa Kolan-Zayas, she won for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series.
Okay, what surprises?
Baby Reindeer did much better than I expected it to do. Richard Gadd won for Best Lead Actor in a Limited Series Anthology. Jessica Gunning, she won Best Supporting Actor in a Anthology Limited Series. And the series won in its category as well, Best Limited Anthology Series. I didn't expect it to do as well as it did. I kind of thought Fargo might have had a bit of a chance for the Best Limited Series. And I expected somebody else to win in the Best Supporting Actress. But overall, Baby Reindeer fared very, very well.
Now, what about repeats, you know, series that we're well acquainted with and came back to the small screen this year? What won?
Well, for the most part, it's been The Bear. I mean, this is the second season of The Bear, and last year it broke a record.
And we're now into the third season.
We're into the third season. I don't expect it to do as well for this one because the third season wasn't quite as well received. But yeah, generally speaking, it was The Bear that caught up on everything. That was the kind of, I suppose, the more well-acquainted one.
Only Murders in the Building?
Only Murders in the Building did quite well, but again, not as well as it could have. Martin Short and Steve Martin were on stage with Selena Gomez and they did a little bit as well. But yeah, it didn't do quite as well. Meryl Streep didn't win in the category that she was expected to win. But again, you know...
She's a bigger role to play in Series 3. So.
She does, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I mean, she's Meryl Streep.
Now, the Oscars invariably have a little bit of politics creeping in. What about the Emmys?
Not so much. I mean, again, like I was saying, Eugene and Dan Levy, I mean, they're quite a pair, safe pair of hands. That being said, Candace Bergen did manage to get in a joke about childless cat ladies. She made a reference to Murphy Brown, the long-running comedy series that she was in. And one of the main storylines in that was that she became a single mother. But her character got into a bit of a spat with Vice President Dan Quayle. And then she cracked the joke that her work here was done because now Republicans, you know, wouldn't even bat an eyelid about a woman having a single mother, and then made a childless cat lady jokes in reference to J.D. Vance. Yeah. There were a couple of other jokes along the way, a couple of digs about J.D. Vance. I think Selena Gomez made a joke about it as well. But generally speaking, it was more sort of playful patter as opposed to very searing.
It's not going to influence the swing voters anyway.
No, God, no. I mean, they wouldn't watch the Emmys anyway, to be honest.
It's too West Coast, isn't it?
It's too West Coast. It's too elite. It's too Hollywood. It's too liberal, yeah.
All right, Brian, thank you very much for that update on the Emmys. Entertainment journalist Brian Lloyd. Well, now, I want to remind you once again of our competition this week, The Taste of Kildare. It happens at Naas Racecourse from next Friday to Sunday. And to mark the event, we've some terrific prizes to give away. Different prize every day, including tickets every day to Taste of Kildare, where you'll find over 100 artisan producers. Sounds like a great day out. For more information on tickets, check out tasteofkildare.ie. So today's prize, you can experience one of Ireland's oldest inhabited castles, the luxurious Kilkee Castle and Golf Resort. It's just an hour outside Dublin. Two nights stay with breakfast on both mornings and dinner on both evenings for two people, plus a pair of tickets to Taste of Kildare. To enter, identify this Emmy-nominated Irish actor.
When you have these famous literary heroes, they develop a reputation, like a psychopath, or that he's a genius or something like that. I think one of the things that I was really appreciated, and one of the things that Steve and I talked an awful lot about, was the fact that he makes so many mistakes. And so those mistakes are, you know, important.
Well, if you think you know who that is, text the word WIN plus your answer name to us now on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.